Bud Wilkinson, coach of OU, the man who Sooner football teams earned a 145-29-4 record, including five undefeated seasons, three national championships, a national record of 47 consecutive games without a defeat from 53 to 57. But then in 64, he resigns as head coach and he runs unsuccessfully against Fred Harris.
Right.
Some recollections and some stories about that.
First of all, my own view was that Bud would win that going away, and I think everybody in Oklahoma thought that. But it was the year of the Goldwater campaign, and that probably defeated him. But he was a great football coach. One of the reasons he was a great football coach, because he was a great man. Everybody who played ball with him or had any business with him thought the world of him and had enormous respect for him. It's kind of sad that the public couldn't catch on to that in that campaign. They were distracted by the presidential campaign. Goldwater saying he wasn't serious, of course, but something about if we had a problem with the Soviet Union, we could just drop one on the men's room at the Kremlin. Well, this just scared people. But anyway, that beat Bud. And also, I think Bud never quite saw the difference between football and politics. Otis Sullivan, the longtime State House correspondent for the Daily Oklahoman, told him one time, said, Bud, there's a big difference, and it's this. In football, your quarterback will still be on your side in the fourth quarter. But in politics, that's not necessarily true. And that certainly happened to him because he had some supporters who obviously, of course, we know now drifted over to Fred Harris. But I spent some good times with Bud on the campaign trail, and one time I recall spending a day with him driving around the state listening to his story, and he told a great story. He said that he got a call from H.L. Hunt in Dallas. This was later he told me this. But he said, I couldn't wait to get down there. He said, boy, this is the best news I had. He went down to see Mr. Hunt and went up to his office, and they had a nice visit. He says, then Hunt took a letter-sized envelope out, and it was big. It obviously had some thick paper stuff in it. And he says, before you go, I want to give you this. And Bud says, thank you very much. Put it in his jacket. And he says he didn't want to open it out on the street or anything, so he waited till he was in his seat in the airplane, and he took it out. He opened it up, and it was a packet of a right-wing publication called Human Events. Not a dime.
He thought he was going to get an enormous donation.
Yeah, he thought he'd hit the mother load.
I was told that, correct me if I'm wrong, that when Bud would come out on the campaign trail, he'd go to the small towns. He didn't really talk about football. And there were those who felt that he should have talked about football and related more to those people.
It's back to what I say. He's a serious guy, and he concentrates on what he's doing with the idea of success, and it wouldn't occur to him to do anything but talk about politics. I mean, business is business.
So then with Fred Harris running, who would have been one of the youngest from the state, I think he was like 31 years mm-hmm. old, to defeat this very popular football coach, mm-hmm. it was one of the biggest political stories you ever had.
It was a stunner, yeah. It really was. Fred was just a better campaigner. And, of course, this is an entirely different state today, the political makeup. The Democratic Party was still a force in those days.
Bud Wilkinson, was he kind of a quiet, reserved person, but you could tell a quality about him that was good, I suppose?
Yes. Everybody used the word gentleman to describe his conduct. He was always careful never to brag or predict easy victory or anything. Didn't put up with any of that from players. He said he always dreaded the day that he would see something that he had said or that one of his players or coaches had said that would be posted in every locker room in the Big Eight. He said, you know, that's not good. So people made fun of him. How are you going to do against Kansas? OU's number one in the nation. Kansas hadn't won a game all season. Well, we've got good chance there, but things can go wrong. We're going to have to play a good game and so on. That's as far as he'd go.
You were around him during his campaign.
Uh-huh.
Did you get a sense from him that he felt like he was going to win this thing?
I really didn't get a sense much one way or another. He's not the kind of guy who would say, look, I'm going to win this thing and blah, blah, blah. And he's certainly not the kind who would throw up his hands and say, I've lost. I think it caught him by surprise.